Can I get a countdown? Can I get a countdown?
3, 2, 1. Well, good morning. It is Wednesday, I guess, in the Cedar Valley, is it not?
I guess.
No, it's actually Saturday in Waterloo, Thursday in Cedar Falls.
What time is it wherever I am?
You're in a different time zone. You're in a different universe.
I literally walked into the studio as our intro was playing. I was listening in my office. I should probably get into the studio and the anthem.
Well, I said to Carrie, I'm like, I don't know if he's going to make it. So she slowly started to walk around to the front of the board. And right when she was grabbing control as you walked in.
Yeah. He knew I was touching something. He was like, never let her touch anything.
And we should say this, too. It's not like Johnny isn't here. He's here. He's been here for a while. He's just been busy in his office.
I've been here since about 4:30.
Not like
morning.
He just walked in the building and here we are.
Yeah. Although that is the good perception. That's how I think we've all been. Well, Carrie's fairly new, but JP and I have been around long enough to know the people that do that in radio. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they get the highest ratings. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes before the show, they walk in the building and you go, oh, good, they're here. And then you don't see them for another 9 minutes because they're either in the bathroom or they're doing their own thing. Then they walk into the studio as the intro is playing.
And then you always get to like, oh, working in radio must be great. You only work 4 hours.
Yeah, right. If only. Anyways, we got a lot going on today during the show, before the show, obviously, as just hinted at. And after the show, we'll be in West Union today for our 10-town tour at Sims TV. I think that's on Vine Street out there. So looking forward to that. Noon is when we'll be there. But between now and then, we got a whole bunch for you. Cash Cow code words coming up. That's right. Sponsored by Tubbs R Us. Your first code at 8 o'clock. Yesterday, we found out Stacy from Earlville won $1,000 entering one code into the K92.3 app. Isn't that crazy? We are so excited for her. We want you to be the next person we call and give $1,000. Here in the Cedar Valley's number one for new country, and it is Wednesday, but it's going to feel like a frozen day, cold day. It's 24 degrees. When was the last time you had an April morning with 24 degrees? Maybe it's happened recently. I don't know. The average high for this time of year is in the 60s. You're the weather expert, JP. What's the average low, or do you not know that offhand?
I don't know it offhand, but I will say, remember last week I said between April 19th and October 2nd, it's never been below 19 degrees in Waterloo? We're getting real close to that this morning.
We got close to some record highs at the beginning of the month, and now you're giving us fair warning we're not too far off record lows. I don't think we'll get to 19 because we are at the low, at least according to Iowa's News Now. But you're right, we're getting very close. So it's going to be a cold day today. Whatever you got going on, you'll need to wear a jacket. Of course, I opened my idiot mouth a couple weeks ago and said, I'm done with my jacket. And I've worn it every day, minus one, since then. And yes, that includes the weekends. I think Sunday was the first day I didn't put it on at all. And then tomorrow I shouldn't need to wear it. You know what the high is tomorrow? It's going to feel super hot, but 60.
Which is still well below normal, but yeah. We'll take it. That's going to feel outrageous tomorrow.
Sunday's high. This is this coming Sunday. It's supposed to be 72, so I think the jacket can go away this weekend for sure, if not sooner.
By the way, the record low for today is 22, so we're close.
Oh, we are close.
Yeah.
Gee, mini cricket. All righty. Well, and when Carrie Max got... Oh, you got your I Got Vaccinated sticker on.
Well, I am wearing the same jacket I wore when I got vaccinated the first time.
You've been vaccinated like 7 times.
Look
now
at you.
If you keep wearing that jacket.
I'm trying to be super. Someone was like, oh, you just came from your vaccination. I was like, nope, just re-wearing some old clothes.
haven't washed my clothing.
That's funny. There is going to be, wasn't there a clinic set up here, mass vaccination clinic?
I think there's an article on our app about that.
There is. Our news director, Owen Huffman, wrote up a story for Black Hawk County. So if you're, I don't know, a lot of people still on the fence if they want to get one or not, but both Black Hawk and Bremer are hosting a COVID vaccine clinic Tuesday, not in the rear view here, but this coming Tuesday, 9 to 11:15, Bremer County Fairgrounds. So, again, that's a week from yesterday. And then you would get your second dose on the 19th or somewhere around there of May. And then we have the Black Hawk County one. Info on that on the K92.3 app. That one looks like it already happened. So I guess you missed that one. If you didn't see the article yesterday, but there you go. All right, coming up in just a little bit here on the show, we've got random facts. And I'm curious to know, we've talked about coffee before. We've talked about coffee and how Iowa is one of the most caffeinated states. But according to a separate study, we're not drinking enough coffee. Here's the thing. This is not anything new, but if you don't like a study, if a study finds one of your favorite foods or drinks is bad for you, you wait 10 minutes, there'll be a new study that'll tell you the opposite. I've heard studies, oh, coffee's not really that good for you. And then I've heard studies, oh, coffee's actually very good for you. This new study out of Portugal finds that not only is coffee good for you, but you need to drink more than you're drinking.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you exactly how many cups. Remember, a cup of coffee would be, what, 8 ounces?
Sure.
I think
cold beer is 12 ounces because of Luke Combs. So.
And it's calling your name, right?
Yeah.
So how many cups of coffee should you be drinking a day, according to a study out of Portugal? I will tell you coming up when we do Random Facts on Marks in the Morning. And by the way, question for you is, are you drinking enough coffee? This message sponsored by Sidecar. No. according to a new study, this is out of Portugal. Let me get you the exact city. Let's see if I can pronounce this. Braga? B-R-A-G-A? Braga?
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're doing tight?
It's my allergies, man. They've got Braga. It's not exactly what you've probably been expecting to hear, but according to this study, you're likely not drinking enough coffee. According to the report, you should drink 5 cups a day.
5 cups a day.
Now, usually 2 is my limit.
Exactly. I'm on my second one now, and this will be my last cup for the day. I might have a Diet Coke or something later, or Mountain Dew. But according to the study, you should drink 5. That's the point where you'll be the most alert, and your memory will be better, and you'll learn/retain stuff faster. So start throwing it back, folks.
Now, Kiri, I know you don't drink coffee, but intern Skyscraper and Johnny, you guys do. Have you ever gotten the coffee jitters where you drink too much too fast and you're actually physically shaking?
I have a routine here at work. Same coffee every day. I might add a dash of something to it, but it's non-caffeinated. So when I go on, when it's the weekend, if I go to Starbucks or Sidecar and I get like 4 shots instead of my usual.
You get 4?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, well, I'll get one.
I made the mistake. Not only do I get, I become jittery and angry. I get really frustrated.
Jangry.
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 And so I have stopped doing that. So now I limit myself to 3 shots. And espresso is probably stronger than like drip coffee, I would imagine.
It is.
Aaron and I were talking off air one time, and he said he would just take straight shots of espresso, and he said that stuff is nasty, just drinking it like that.
You'll taste it the rest of the day. It doesn't taste like garlic or onions, but as an example, when you eat something with heavy garlic or onions, you taste it the rest of the day. Same thing with espresso. If you go straight, that's it. You have ruined your palate for the rest of the day. But it's like injecting caffeine, essentially intravenous, right? It's about as close as you can come. Now,
I think 4 shots of espresso is a lot, but I'm sure people that work as baristas, they probably have clients that get a lot more than that.
They just stick their heads in.
Oh my gosh, get an IV bag if you need that much.
Holy cow, how do you sleep at night?
Yeah, if you have 5 cups of coffee, I don't know how you sleep at night. Wow. But scientists examined MRI scans to discover the difference in the makeup of the brain when you have regular coffee or no coffee at all. Regular coffee drinkers, I should say. And regular, as in not decaf. They said coffee drinkers have the more efficient brain with quicker connectivity. So it's essentially like having 5G versus 3G.
Don't insult my brain.
I was going to say, it's also pretty much brain. Saying, Johnny, you and I are on the top of our game right now while Carrie's always playing catch up.
You know what I have noticed?
Because you don't drink coffee.
I'm younger than you guys by half your age.
We're catching up. You're not half our age.
Pretty close.
What are you putting us in our 50s?
She is almost half my age.
I suppose. But the coffee helps you. And so don't drink all 5 cups at once, but it helps you throughout the day. Oh. So maybe 1 or 2 to start your day. I don't know. Depending on when you get up, maybe wait 2-3 hours, have another cup. It seems so counter to what we've learned, where not only will you not sleep, but you might have issues. I don't know. That's this study. If you happen to have a panic attack or something from all the caffeine, don't blame Marks in the Morning.
If you're climbing all over the walls, don't blame us. That's this study.
Your kids are running around like crazy, and so are you. Just
in 2 weeks from now, there'll be another study saying, oh, we were wrong. completely, you should never drink coffee. They always go back and forth on these.
Exactly.
Then I'll be in the right. Have an ice cold glass of water in the morning. That wakes me up.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, there's water in my coffee. I don't need any more.
All right, I'm going to go brew another cup. I'll be back. It's Mark's in the Morning. News and weather coming up next on the show with Rodney Atkins. Not too far off. Hey, y'all. It's in the Morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. It is 6:40. High today, right around 50. It's not going to be a warm day. It's a hot toddy kind of day.
Excuse me?
Hot toddy. It's a drink. It's a warm alcoholic drink.
Okay.
No? Too fancy for you?
See, I'll drink hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps.
Ooh.
That's my winter drink.
I've never had, outside of like Christmas time, peppermint schnapps. I've had it like you just said, put into hot chocolate or even a coffee beverage, but I've never had it outside of Christmas time.
So what's in a hot toddy?
I don't know. I just said it because I've heard of it.
All right, I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, look it up and then tell us what it is.
Is it like a hot sangria? Is that what it is?
I don't think it's sangria. I think it does have, I want to say apple or some sort of apple in it, but I'm not sure.
It's got a cinnamon stick, lemon. I'm trying to find the actual ingredients, but yeah, I mean, it looks good. Mm. It's supposed to help with coughs and colds. That's what I didn't realize there was alcohol in it.
Well, let's have some.
That's why you couldn't walk in a straight line that one day you had a cold.
Yeah, I told you guys I was sick. I was just hammered.
You were just hungover.
JP went and got his hot toddy to start the day off. I like it.
That's not how you should start the day?
You start the day however you want. Whatever you do at lunchtime, though, think about coming to see us. We'll be in West Union. We're going to be at Sims TV and Appliance, and we are going to be there from noon to about 2 o'clock.
You can register to win a drone.
That's right. Yeah, they're doing a drone giveaway.
Should we try it out? No, because we'll crash it. We don't want to crash a brand new drone.
I would like to fly a drone. I'm sure you just use your phone or whatever, right? Most of them are controlled by your phone. So if the drone does crash or hit something, just hope it doesn't land on somebody's head.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I hope it does. That would be fun.
That caused a lot of almost death.
You're a sadistic,
Harry.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe the last caller we had, it could land on his head. But other than that.
Johnny! Yeah, we're promoting the West Union Poker Run, which is on Saturday, April 24th. Too.
10 to 4, and registration begins at 10 a.m. Now, if you live in West Union or you're familiar with the Poker Run, you probably already know all that. But if you're not, listen up, because we're going to have more info coming up. We got a lot to talk about today out at Sims, so we're excited to be there. Speaking of a lot, Carrie, there's a lot of Nashville news lately, but you're going to whittle it down to a Nashville News Minute for us in about 7. What do you got this morning? What's your first story?
Well, this story is about Kelsey Ballerini and some stuff that's headed our way very soon.
All right, we'll hear that next, and we'll hear from Blake Shelton. Hang on. Miranda Lambert and Bluebird, one of the best songs from 2020, in my opinion. And Miranda was handsomely rewarded for her efforts on her last album. So maybe I'm not alone. It's K92.3, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. People who are eligible to receive the COVID vaccine, which is everybody over the age of 16, can now go in to select Unity Point locations and get a shot without an appointment. We are moving along, my friends. We are getting close here to just pretty much being able to walk in anywhere in the state of Iowa, but here more specifically in Blackhawk County, it's super easy. Here's where the clinics are today in Waterloo. Salvation Army, 89 Franklin Street. That's 11 to 2. Good time. A really good time to have it. Because what are you doing between an 11 and 2? You're probably on your lunch break.
Taking a nap.
You're already taking a nap.
That's what I do on my lunch break.
And then the Baptist Church on Sumner Street, 426 Sumner Street, starting at noon. This one's a little longer, noon to 4. Also having a walk-in clinic. Once again, no appointment needed. You have to be 16 or older. That's it. No more pre-existing conditions or anything like that. And then tomorrow, the same two places will have the clinic, the Salvation Army, 9 to 5. That'll be a long one. And then the Baptist Church, 2 to 6. So about the same length, but starting a little later. And where am I getting this from? You got it. The K92.3 app. So if you need to see that or you're a visual person, I get it. Check out the post there. Ed messaged in from Evansdale. Do I need to win money on the cash cow? Do you have to have all the words that day? No, Ed, you don't. When you win your $1,000, which is one of the prizes, it's all based on one word. One word. Now, the more codes you enter, the better your chance to win, obviously. And if you're going for that grand prize, I don't see why you wouldn't. $10,000 each entry counts as another entry for you, or each word, I guess. Each correct word counts as an entry. But no, you don't need to have... If you don't get all 10, I understand. I mean, I hear all 10 because I'm here, but you might not. I get, totally get it. But the more the merrier, the better your chances. But no, there's no rule. You have to get all 10. Otherwise, I have a feeling we'd get a lot of people finding where our cars are parked and waiting for us and saying, so I missed 3 o'clock. What is it?
Yeah, if you just hear the one code at 2 o'clock today or whenever, that could be the winner.
It could be. It could be. You could be just like Stacy, who won the other day. I don't know how many codes she entered, but I do know that it was just one lucky code for her that got her $1,000. She lives in Earlville, Iowa, and she's the talk of Earlville today. Well, there aren't very many people there, but she's the
talk. We're talking about her, at least.
Yeah, that's right. We're talking about her, and she's $1,000 richer.
Hey, thanks, K92.3.
That's right. I'm going to make that my ringtone. Stacy saying thanks, K92.3.
It already is. I'm actually kind of scared about that.
Yeah, you should be. You remember what my ringtone was for you when you call?
Yeah, I was like, ah.
Have we ever told this story?
No. No. I don't think I've ever even heard this.
Give me one sec to pull this audio up.
I can tell you the basic gist.
So was this before you got hired, or once he hired you, he gave you this ringtone?
This was once I got hired, because we were doing promos together for the very first time. And when you do promos, you sometimes mess it up a few times.
Oh, no.
And Johnny.
I make weird noise.
It's so funny.
I tend to make weird noise. So here is the sound I made. My ringtone with Carrie is me, not her. And I made this weird noise. Not only will they... That's not the one I was thinking of. That one's funny, too. So that was one of our promos that I goofed up. Here's the weird sound that I made.
There it is. So when Carrie would text you or call you, that's the sound that would pop up?
Yeah. but I changed the pitch, which I'll play in a second. So this was one of my favorites. Listen to my... I'm beatboxing.
Oh, my God.
Unintentional beatboxing.
Yeah.
Let's get a rap station.
Carrie saved some of those. There's a bunch I can't play on the radio.
Oh, yeah. There's some.
Not that many.
No, there's a few. There's a few, I'll be honest. My go-to when I flub up, I'm always like...
Yeah, I don't save any of yours. I should. But you get really quiet. Here's my ringtone. You ready? We changed the pitch because it sounds like, it sounds like I'm playing shaman curse on you.
It sounds like we're at a tiki bar and they're about to like bring out the pig or something. Like, ooh, dude.
What are we doing?
Or like you're a volcano or something about to erupt.
Johnny versus the volcano.
Let me just get into my chant here. There you go. That's my ringtone.
I especially love the end of... It's like you're coughing up something.
And that wasn't even a flub, to be honest. It was one of our promos where I was like, or something as we're changing gears. And it was originally left in. And then I listened to it because I was editing it down and Carrie was in the room with me. And I'm like, this is funny. So I took it out and saved it.
And I think I have a video of you playing it like on a loop, like hitting the button a bunch of times.
See, now I'm afraid when I flub something up, you might save this and use it as my ringtone.
Johnny's greatest hits.
That's all I got. Actually, my greatest hit is one hit.
How funny would that be that that's actual language, and if someone heard it as a ringtone and you're cussing someone out?
Oh, yeah. In another language? I don't think so.
He just insulted my mother.
Well, she shouldn't have been standing there. It's Marks in the Morning on K92.3. So, coming up here, I wanted to... yesterday was a... Are you as into tech as me, JP? Yesterday you weren't on the show when we were talking about this. You had left, but Apple had one of their pressers. I know you don't care about Apple products, but do you get excited about tech, new tech, big tech?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything, you don't have to answer this right this second, this is what we're going to get into, but is there any tech with all that we've got, all this technology, that you just don't need? Maybe you've never tried it. Maybe you just realize it's not going to help in your life. You and I both wear a smartwatch, so I know that wouldn't be your answer, but think on that for a sec. If you think on it, beer does not break your heart, but you go into your favorite liquor store and they're out of your favorite beer, that'll break your heart. Does that count?
Break your wallet, too.
Break the bank. Good thing we got this cash cow. Your next chance to win up to $10,000, which will buy you a whole lot of beer. Might even be able to buy a brewery, or at least start one. $10,000, your next cash cow code word. Coming up, 9 o'clock, right at the top of the hour. Carrie and I will have them all throughout the day. We're going to actually magically be in two places at once when we're giving out codes at the top of the hour and in West Union today.
Whoa.
For our 10-town tour.
Is it magic or is it just science?
I think it's a little of both. It's technology is what it is. And speaking of, is there a tech that you simply have found you don't need in your life? There's so much technology in this day and age. Yesterday, Apple announced, these aren't brand new, but they announced something called the AirTag, which is essentially a glorified found to your lost and found. They're a little round cube. They're like tile, if you know what tile is. Carrie has been talking about how she had a tile. A little round circular thing that you can put in, say, a backpack or wherever. And if you lose your backpack, your phone will tell you because you got that little...
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Yeah, they are good. They're not terribly expensive, at least by Apple standards. And AirTag seems like a good idea. That might be a tech you need. But I'm sure for every piece of technology you need, there's 10 pieces you don't. And I wanted to ask, what is a technology you have learned you can certainly live without? Marks in the morning.
For me, I think it's like an aux cord. You know what an aux cord is,
I have no idea what an aux cord is.
Like an auxiliary.
AUX. I was thinking of OX, like the animal.
I don't need my aux cord.
That would be awesome if there was an aux cord. You just pull on it and a big aux comes flying out.
Seriously, that's what I thought. I'm like, I immediately went to like Northern Africa and the savannah. And
but it's just like a cord that connects your phone to your speakers in your car. And I don't really need that because I have a car that has like Bluetooth compatibility.
I'm the complete opposite. I have Bluetooth, but I love my cords. I do.
Really?
Yeah. I have everything hooked up at my place.
Okay. I respect that. I mean, it's tough to set up Bluetooth sometimes.
Yeah. If you can't get a connection, you always will have a connection if you have a cord.
That's true. Okay. So you're the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Do you have one, JP, tech that you don't need?
I'm holding up my phone, which you two can see.
Yeah.
And obviously, I would need my phone. I take it with me everywhere. But it's got something in here called an S Pen, where you can doodle and take notes.
Yeah.
And when I got this phone because it takes great cameras. It's a Note 10 or something. I don't even know. But I thought, I will use this. I'll take notes at meetings. Yeah. I have never used this. I don't even know how to use it. But it's a piece of technology. It just goes right in my phone. I can draw and take notes. I've never used it.
That's such a waste of plastic, too.
I know.
I don't understand those. Look, I'm not an Android user, but Carrie's predecessor always used to talk about that. I never saw her use it. Well, ever, never once.
No, and another thing with my phone, too, I get it. I call it my camera more than a phone because I love taking photos.
Yeah.
There's so many apps that come embedded when you buy it. I don't know what half of them do. There's like a news service that Samsung has called Free or Bixby.
Yeah,
I've never used it. I don't know how to use 50% of the things on my phone.
On your phone? Yeah, I get you.
Do you really need the weather app or are you just going to Google it later? Because that's what I do.
Interesting.
Much.
I never thought of that. I love the weather app.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
That's fascinating.
I just Google it. I'm like, what's the temperature outside?
When I give the currents, I use an app on my watch. It's called Carrot. It's the Carrot app. And it gives you currents very, very quickly and wind chills, which I swear by that. That's fascinating. But it's like the old expression, one person's trash is another's treasure. You don't use the weather apps.
No, I don't. I don't. Also, I don't have one of these because I'm not cool like you guys, but do you guys really need like smartwatches? Like dumb watches are
fine,
right?
Yeah, I figured, we'd get to this. Look, I use mine for fitness. It has about 800 features that I don't use. I use two features all the time. Fitness, especially now I'm back at the gym, and Apple Pay, which I love. Like Hy-Vee finally started at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, not Walmart, Walgreens, places I frequently go, Hy-Vee being like the main one, I just tap the watch. Because we're wearing masks. My phone has the same functionality, but it needs the Face ID. You look weird if you pull your mask down. So I just, double click, and then it brings up my credit card. I don't know if you guys could see that.
Wait, what's the number?
Yeah, what's the number?
Oh, it's not on there. The last four numbers are 1558. So if that helps you out, you can figure out the other 12.
See, and I don't need my watch, but I got it. And I talked to Johnny a lot before I bought it about the pros and cons.
Yeah.
Because my other watch had died. It was a beautiful Green Bay Packers watch. And it was just, it was what you would call a dumb watch. And it was an old analog one. But once I got this, I spent a lot of time outdoors. And it is so nice to not always have to pick up my phone to check a message. I can just quickly hold it up. Yep. And like I just got a text right now from my brother. I can see it without having to get my phone out.
He's saying, talk about my text on the radio. No, you're right. Texting is nice, too. There are features on the watch I'll never use. But overall, I like the watch. But I get
and,
it.
And I honestly, it. I use my watch for the clock itself. I check the time constantly.
Yeah.
You can check the time anywhere. You can check it on your phone, your computer.
But again,
going
then
outside
I
get, and
that's the point
sun.
Of a watch, to look at the time. Do you wear a watch?
No, I don't wear a watch.
Have you ever worn a watch?
when I was younger, I had like a Hello Kitty watch. I don't think that counts.
Seiko.
Also, can I just say this? I don't know if you know the movie Spy Kids. For anyone who knows the movie Spy yes. Kids, when you are dressed up and you wear your smartwatch, you just look like one of those little tiny kids with a really fancy watch
so
on.
So I look younger. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. No, thank you. You look like futuristic.
You look like you're fresh out of Spy Kids or something.
I feel like Dick Tracy because I can talk into mine.
When I was a kid, now this, Carrie and intern Aaron, you guys probably have no idea what I'm going to talk about. Johnny might. I had a calculator watch.
Where it
actually had physical buttons where you could do calculations.
That's...
Oh, man, that was high tech in the 80s.
Why don't you just do your own math then?
Oh, not if you have a calculator watch.
Jay messaged in on the K92.3 app. He tapped the chat feature. He said, social media. My phone came preloaded with them and I don't use any. Why would I want Snapchat? Question mark. And I love it because he wrote it as... Snap, space, chat.
And you guys know this too. I don't do social media unless I'm at work. I don't have Facebook on my phone. I don't have any social media.
What?
I have Twitter. I use Twitter for sports and that's it.
Yeah.
That's wild. Also, your Instagram is fire. Let's be honest.
I forgot about that.
We're posting a photo of you eating a banana sometime.
Oh, that's going to get hits.
See, Carrie will just peek around the corner and take photos of me at work or eating.
All right, we got to move on. But if there's tech you don't use, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can tap the chat feature on our app. Hopefully you have a smartphone. Otherwise, you're yelling at your radio right now. But let us know. It's Marks in the Morning. What would we do without you? Nothing. We'd be sitting here talking to ourselves, which we do off the air plenty. So don't worry. Your cash cow code word for the 9 o'clock hour, which, yep, 15 minutes away, could be the big one. Get you up to $10,000. Hey, Carrie Mack, what you got in Nashville news?
One of our favorite K-Country stars is working on her fourth studio album.
All right, let's find out who they are next. Also music from Blake Shelton.
Mark's in the Morning. We're doing Weird News Rodeo. Johnny's not here, so we're going to lose our minds, right?
Do we need to still call it Mark's in the Morning when he's not in the studio?
I feel like we should call it...
JP and Mac.
JP and Mac in the morning. I'm trying to do your voice. Okay, so we have everything set up here. JP, you were really excited about this. Tell me more about what's going on.
Speaking of trying to do a low voice, a 52-year-old Canadian singer named Joy Chapman just broke the Guinness World Record for the lowest female vocal note. Now, the note you're going to hear is, she'll start out high and get low, but her high voice is still extremely low. She goes down to a C1, which is the lowest C note on a piano. So picture a piano keyboard in the lowest C you can do. That's what she's going to hit, and I can't come anywhere near this.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
All right, so fire this off.
La, 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 la. La, la.
Excuse me.
La, la, la.
Dang!
Isn't that nuts? She's 52 years old, and before this, the old record was a D2, the second lowest D on the piano, and she hit the lowest C on a piano.
That's
52 years old.
52 years old!
Okay, so here's... If I'm trying to do the lowest voice I can, same close to that. Okay. Low. That, and hers is much lower than that.
Yeah, and women, we can't go that low either, so dang.
Well,
low.
She can. Maybe something in Canada is going on, but congratulations. Now, when you get a Guinness World Record, you don't get money. You just get a certificate.
You don't get money.
I don't think so. And this, she broke the record that was set 2 years ago. So 2 years from now, someone else might break her record. Then she's gone.
And they're probably going to be like training for it, Rocky style, like.
At least it wasn't low enough where you would lose control of your bowels. Oh. If she sang that low, we'd have a mess in the studio right now.
What is it? Like the brown note?
Yeah, the brown noise. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're not playing that here. We're playing nothing but. But the best new country, we have Undivided with Tim McGraw coming up in just a few minutes. Keep it locked. Again, that was Weird News Rodeo with Marks in the Morning.
This is Tim talking about summertime. Summer's great. Everybody loves summer, but it goes too fast. So why rush it? One of the big exciting things to do each summer is fireworks, even during the pandemic. If not more so during the pandemic, people were digging their fireworks. More legal in Iowa now than before. With different rules or laws based on your city, and the ban on fireworks in Waterloo not going to happen. It's been a story for about a month, 2 months now, pretty much since the start of the year, actually. The proposed citywide ban of fireworks, well, it's over now. On Monday, the Waterloo City Council decided they weren't going to put a ban. 6-1 was the vote against the fireworks ban. Do you remember last year? I know Carrie wasn't here, so I won't ask her. But do you remember how many? And I'm in Cedar Falls. I know you are too. It was constant fireworks sound, like bang, bang, bang. It got to be kind of annoying for people that have to get up early.
The night of 4th of July, where I live west of the Uni Dome, I went outside, told the kids, it was dark. I'm like, I'm going to go outside and see how many people are lighting off fireworks. Because we had gone camping, but we got back by then. So I've never actually been around to see 4th of July at home. And I ran and got them quickly because I was taking video. I could not believe, I mean, not just the sounds, but the gigantic displays. Because I think everyone was stuck at home because of COVID. But it was insane how many different displays of fireworks all throughout the Cedar Valley you could see. It was everywhere.
It was crazy. I was at the Bucks game that night, and the neighbors in the neighborhood, because that's right in a nice neighborhood down there by the river, it was nonstop.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was kind of fun in a way, but I can see why people might get irritated. Not so much on the 4th. You kind of expect it on the 4th, but the week before, it seems like 2 months after, people are still lighting off fireworks.
Well, especially if you have pets, mainly dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, they have sensitive hearing, so that scares the crap out of pets. Yeah. I mean, so if you have a dog who's freaking out for hours because of fireworks next door, I completely understand that.
Pets and grandmas.
And also veterans. There's a lot. My father's a Vietnam vet, and during the 4th of July, it's a really tough time for him.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't even thought of that. That's true. The fireworks ban, not going to happen, so, you know, it's kind of a moot point. But the idea was, I don't know if it was so much because of last year and how much we had, but more so safety. Police received 686 calls complaining about fireworks. Of those 686 calls, nobody ended up going to the hospital, which is good news. But do you know how many people were cited?
Oh, no.
Four.
One. Mm.
One.
Only one citation.
Is probably because that person failed to stop, I'm guessing. It just kept lighting them off.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I could be wrong. But
and see, people were mad. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And so the police chief now, Joel Fitzgerald, who is just starting, I think just started on the job last year at the time, said that his department will ramp up enforcement of existing fireworks ordinances, cracking down on detonations after hours and outside the three-day window. I don't think people realize this. There's only a three-day window. July 3rd, 4th, 5th.
And you can buy them beginning June 1st until a few days after the 4th. Yeah. But yeah, technically you're not supposed to light them off.
That's super interesting. In Pennsylvania, you're allowed to light them off, but you can't purchase them in state. So you have to go to New York.
Really? So you can light them, but you can't buy them?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money they're losing out on.
Or it's a lot of money that New York is making bank on.
Yeah, they're not complaining.
I won't lie, because fireworks were not legal in Iowa until 2017. But when I was young, I grew up right along the Mississippi River, so all we had to do was go across to Wisconsin, load up a trunk, and come back. I mean, it was illegal, but we did it, and I'm not the only one.
Me too. Minnesota, it's still illegal for the good ones. You get the stupid ones that don't leave the ground.
The good ones.
Everybody goes to Wisconsin, or now Iowa, because it's legal here. Fireworks are allowed in the state June 1st, as JP mentioned, through July 8th, and then around New Year's, the 10th of December through the 3rd of January. If you get busted, here, I'll use it, if you get popped for using fireworks illegally, and I don't mean aiming them at somebody, that would be much more severe, but just illegally, after hours or when they're not in their window, it's expensive. A minimum of $375 fine. And
that'd buy a lot of fireworks, $375.
That'd buy the city a lot of fireworks. You might be paying for next year's 4th of July celebration.
I have a question, because you were talking about how a lot of people at home were lighting them up. Are there big fireworks celebrations here in Iowa?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great one in Waterloo, the mayor's fireworks, which got moved last year. Not literally. The date was still the 4th, but it got moved to over by the Isle Casino.
Yeah.
And I think it's usually right here on the river, and hopefully it comes back. Independence has a big show.
Shell Rock has a gigantic show.
Yeah. There's some good ones. And I think McDonald's stepped up and bought the Independence fireworks display last year.
So I think you're right,
McDonald's, because Independence wasn't going to do it. Waterloo's did theirs. The Waterloo Bucks have fireworks as well. Always a hoot. They're always at home. They make sure to schedule it that way. So, yeah, there's a lot. 4th of July is not dull around here. And then you've got all the private displays that JP mentioned, which I'm sure this year will still be popping off, even if COVID is not so much a thing. As we hope it's not. All right, now that story is on the K92.3 app. Just a couple stories down. You can check it out if you want more, and you can get more from us on the app 24/7. Tap Listen Live. You can listen to us anywhere.